Chapter 2. Summer is underway, and it is slated to be another hot one in New York City. DJ Coco Chanel told her listening audience from her post at the Hot 97 radio station where she hosted the world's most popular rush hour show. The Jay-Z smash hit Money Cash Hoes remix came on, booming from Marissa's sound system. For Marissa to have grown up without a father and a mother battling addiction, she did have a lot of nice things, especially electronics like her Sony stereo. She loved to dance, and she also loved Jay-Z's gangster bravado music. So she was in her bedroom shaking her booty, swinging her long tresses, and rapping along with the salacious lyrics. The school year was officially over, and she had a few months to prepare for the first semester of her final year of high school. For now, all Marissa was thinking about was having some fun, and she was also thinking about Warren War Smith. The next time Marissa came face to face with the man with a smoking gun was on Fordham Road, a huge shopping district in the heart of the Bronx, New York. Every other shop was a jewelry store and had diamonds and all carats of gold glistening from the cases in the display windows. In between were the designer clothing shops with discount stores squeezed in the long line of storefronts. Dr. J's was the most popular store for the average hustlers, while the street bosses were dropping bags of money in boutique spots like Gulf West. Sammy's Fashion and even Barney's, where exclusive brands like Coogi, Iceberg, and Vanson and Dior were carried. It was a smoldering summer afternoon, and Marissa was looking to take her summer wardrobe off layaway and get prepared to strut her stuff. With 5 months before her 19th birthday, if things didn't get better, she was seriously contemplating the dancing route. She knew a bunch of girls from around the way who had been stripping in clubs at age 17. With Marissa that day was Pie Face Angie. They called her Pie Face because her face was uniquely round and kind of flat. She was still cute, though, and dudes loved fucking her. They were exiting a boutique with their bags in tow when a big champagne-colored Lexus truck pulled up curbside and parked right where Marissa's gladiator-style sandals were planted as she stood kind of pigeon-toed. Traffic continued to pass as Ward threw his four-way blinkers on and exited the truck on some smooth shit.
"Ira's daughter, what you doing all the way over here?"
he quizzed, posting up just a foot from her. A man everyone took so seriously, and rightfully so, was smiling at her. That made her nervous. "Is he about to throw me in the truck and abduct me?" she wondered.
"You ain't hear me just say something to you?"
he asked, his smile even wider. "Just finished up some shopping, that's all," Marissa replied, gushing a bit. The sunlight beaming off the big chrome rims and crash bar took a bit of Marissa's visibility from her, but she could still see that Ward was dapper in his own way. And what exactly did that mean? Ward wore camo fatigues and Timberlands, baseball caps, and gold teeth daily. His t-shirts were always small looking on him, but the fact that he didn't have any body fat made the shirts look good on him. Now his brother Crumb, he had that fashion shit down pat. Before Ward could continue initiating the convo, Marissa said, "And you know my name? Don't be calling me Ira's daughter."
"You right. That's my bad. No disrespect, Marissa."
"I like the way you say my name, though," Marissa said, not shy at all.
"And I don't like the fact that you only got one bag."
"I ain't hustling," Marissa replied, laughing awkwardly and looking at the same time. "In my household, we work with what we got." And just like that, War had made that hard-earned $150 Marissa's boyfriend had given her now look and feel like government assistance.